Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Alpine Emirates with your 10 a.m. Zlines. A high-rise in the Gold Coast is set to be built despite its breaching the city's height limit. The planning and regulation community voted an overwhelming majority for the 43-meter building in Palm Beach. The limit is 29 meters. This specific case has further raised conversations surrounding whether residents are fully aware of the planning process. The council continues to develop a new approvals proposal, with critics saying the current system can be subjective.
An 80-year-old woman was found dead on Lizard Island after she failed to return to a cruise ship. She was reported missing late Saturday, and her body was discovered the next morning on Sunday during a land and sea search. The Coral Expedition's cruise company stated it was cooperating with authorities and continues to offer support to the woman's family. Meanwhile, a report will soon be prepared for the coroner.
In national news, the federal government's talking points regarding the Gaza genocide were mistakenly shared in full to the Australia-Palestine Advocacy Network, which described in detail the government's use of the term genocide and its opposition to a children's hospital in Gaza. The documents were distributed to the Labour MPs in order to respond to the constituent's email regarding the conflict, but were also mistakenly sent to APAN by a staffer. The documents, available in full on the deepcutnewsnetwork.com, details justifications for Australia's export of the F-35 parts, responses in request to sanction Israel, and the reason why government does not use the term genocide.
Western Australia's State Administrative Tribunal has ruled Kachana Pastoral Company must call 117 feral donkeys from its property. The ruling follows the control notice to shoot feral donkeys issued to the East Kimberley Station in 2021 by the Department of Primary Industries and Regional Development. The Kanchana Pastoral Company refused to comply and applied for a review, which has been rejected. Kanchana founder Chris Hengler believed the wild donkeys have helped regenerate the land and has previously commented he is prepared to go to jail over this issue.
In international news, after a year and a half siege attacks by the RSF, the capital of North Darfur, Al Fasher, fell on Sunday. The joint forces have accused the RSF of, quote, committed heinous crimes, end quote, executed more than 2,000 unarmed civilians, end quote, on October 26th and 27th alone. Yale University has said Al Fasher is, quote, in a systematic and intentional process of ethnic cleansing of Fur, Zagwa, and Bereti indigenous non-Arab communities through forced displacement and summary execution, end quote. The fall of Al Fasher gives the RSF control over every state capital in the Darfur region. The genocide has displaced 10 million people, created severe famine, and killed at least 18,000 people already.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers into the afternoon. It's currently 23 degrees with an expected maximum of 25 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in a very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.